We want to catch up with another story this week, the murder of a top official in Russia. It has stirred memories of the 1990s when contract killings were standard procedure for settling commercial disputes. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports the latest murder has shocked the Russian political establishment.
Andrei Kozlov was the number two official in Russia's central bank. Gunmen shot him in the head and chest in Moscow Wednesday night as he left a soccer game between bank employees. He died of his wounds later in the hospital. Politicians say the murder bore all the hallmarks of a contract killing. Interior Minister Rashid Nurgalayev told a televised cabinet meeting police had launched a major investigation.
Experienced organized crime investigators went to the scene right away. I'm personally taking control of almost all investigations. We're examining the possibility that the crime was tied to his professional activities, but there are other theories as well.
Kozlov had many enemies. He'd led a serious effort to shut down banks suspected of money laundering and other crimes. 44 banks were deprived of their licenses this year alone. On Thursday, Prime Minister Mikhail Fradkov led a minute of silence before saying Russia's top officials are doing dangerous work in a period of transition from communism.
We're trying to create a fair playing field for business in this country, but that's not always accepted by those who wish to have certain advantages and privileges.
Many officials have appeared on television to express outrage over Kozlov's murder. Speaker of Parliament Boris Gryzlov, a former interior minister, said there was little doubt he was targeted for posing a threat to criminal groups. His work overseeing banks' activities, he said, could have prompted criminals in those banks to order the killing. This month, Kozlov had proposed permanently banning from banking anyone involved in money laundering. The measure would end the common practice of re-registering banks under a new name. Banker and former finance minister Mikhail Zadornov praised Kozlov for his dedication and spotless reputation.
The entire banking community believes Kozlov became a victim of his principles. He steadfastly cracked down against banks' illegal activities.
Mikhail Grishankov, who chairs the Duma's Anti-Organized Crime Committee, said Kozlov was conducting extremely difficult work. He said many Russian banks have links to organized crime and corrupt officials.
It's a very powerful multi-headed system. Imagine, each year it's possible to launder tens of billions of dollars.
Banking became one of Russia's most dangerous professions in the 1990s, as the system emerged from the first wild years of post-Soviet capitalism. Gunmen twice shot at a former central bank chief in the 1990s, and five bankers were killed between 1995 and 1997. Another prominent banker was murdered last year. Analysts say Kozlov's killing represents a challenge for President Vladimir Putin, who's amassed huge powers by promising to crack down against crime and corruption. They say corruption is rife in Russia and that the murder should be a wake-up call for the government. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.